Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Luke Broadwater of the Baltimore Sun. City Hall beat, Harbor Point beat, actually, the very increasingly controversial project there. Luke, bring us up to date, if you would.
Well, this week before the council's taxation committee, there was a pretty contentious hearing. At least 100 protesters outside opposed to the subsidies to the $1 billion development. Back and forth testimony on both sides, council members peppering the developer, Michael S. Beatty, with questions. And there's going to be a work session the first week in August.
A committee work session?
That's correct. And one thing some of the council members have said they wanted to see in the Harbor Point development is low-income or affordable housing, which currently the city has ruled that this development is exempt from the traditional standards.
And why? What reason did they give?
Well, they said it doesn't work with the development's financials. They can't afford to accommodate affordable housing at the Harbor Point site.
You know, one of the questions that I wonder about is whether people who are protesting, and you can see why they are, but if you don't have income-producing property, there isn't really anything that the city can act on. It's not as if there's a $100 million pouch or purse over there that could be used for something else. Am I correct?
And that's the argument the mayor has put forward. She has said, look, right now we get $250,000 in property taxes from Harbor Point because it's basically a vacant lot. It does have the Morgan Stanley facility there, but that's it right now. We project that we'll get up to $20 million annually in property tax revenue once this project is built out after about 30 years.
There's at least one more hearing by the council or committee. Do we know what the vote is on that committee?
Everybody knows Carl Stokes is opposed to it, the chairman of the committee. He's been very vocal against it. There are a few council members in addition to Stokes who I think are inclined to also vote against it. But I do believe the mayor and Council President Young have the votes to make this thing pass if it goes to the full council. And so there is a question of whether if this bill gets held up in the committee, whether Jack Young, the council president, will use a parliamentary maneuver to draft it up anyway, even if the committee votes it down.
What are people making of the involvement of Peter Angelos in the controversy about this? Apparently he has some environmental concerns. He has concerns about downtown vacancies and business properties there. How do people look at that?
One of the most salient critiques of these subsidies came last night from Ronald Kreitner, who is the director of Westside Renaissance, a nonprofit of which Angelos is heavily involved. Mr. Kreitner gave the committee a series of documents showing all the losses that the city would experience if they go forward with this plan, up to $660 million in lost revenue and $200 million in lost revenue for the city schools. And so you can see the influences of Angelos and his allies in this process. And as you've reported, there are rumblings that Angelos might be considering a lawsuit as well.
Well, we'll see. It's a big issue for the city and seems to be gathering momentum. So we'll see what happens in these next few days. Thank you so much, Luke.
Thank you.
For Luke Broadwater, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.